Kicking Asperger's, One Meltdown at a Time, by Jeremy Tolmie, Dave Ray, and Joel Mark Harris. Narrated by Cliff Miller. About the book. I was tired of feeling this way. I was tired of everything, and I just wanted it to end. What would happen if I lit the entire place on fire? What if I just stayed perfectly still and did nothing? Kicking Asperger's is the triumphant memoir of one man's journey with autism and his quest for happiness and self-empowerment despite the many challenges life throws at him. Detailing his struggles with acute anxiety, depression, OCD, psychosis, suicidal ideation, as well as social stigma and medical bias, Jeremy Tolmie moves through his childhood from the moment he was adopted by loving parents through brutal school years being bullied and teased and into adulthood where he attempts to hold down a job, attend college, and live semi-independently. Over time, Jeremy starts to alienate the people in his life with his erratic and dangerous behavior and finds himself in and out of various living situations, including psych wards. When he meets Dave Ray, a home share provider, Jeremy starts to learn how to trust the process and how not to let autism rule his life. Written with humor, honesty, and compassion, Kicking Asperger's breaks down stigma and dismantles myths and assumptions about autism. This unique voice tells an inspirational story of friendship, trust, and perseverance in the face of adversity. About the author. Jeremy Tolmie has written three previous books: Living with Asperger's Syndrome, Living with Autism Spectrum Disorder, and Living on the Autism Spectrum. His goal in sharing his story is to inspire hope in others with autism and their families. He lives in Homeshare in Nanaimo, British Columbia. Dave Ray passed away on July 9, 2021. He will be missed by all. He was 66 years old. Prologue. Feeling highly agitated, I was only vaguely aware of what I was doing. I turned off the movie I was watching, Alien, and sat there looking at the blank, dark screen. I thought about the alien creature killing off the astronauts who are alone in space, billions of light years away from Earth. The alien slowly picking the men and women off one by one. I knew how the astronauts felt, because that was exactly how I was feeling at that moment. I was alone, afraid. It was almost like something inside me was building up, trying to get out, getting ready to explode through my chest. To try and rid myself of this sensation, I decided I would go have a shower. It seemed like an incredibly difficult journey. My footsteps creaked against the wooden floor panels, one foot in front of the other. I got to the bathroom where I ran the water, feeling the temperature under my hand as the water slid down my fingertips and into the tub. I took off my clothes, folded them neatly, placed them on the countertop, and stepped into the shower. I hate having showers. I hate the water touching my skin. I hate the water touching my hair. But I hoped somehow this time would be different. I hoped that the water would feel refreshing, rejuvenating. That's what people often told me. But my sense of helplessness and panic only increased. I took deep breaths to try to calm myself down, but it wasn't working. I knew I was different from everyone, but I couldn't put my finger on it. There had been countless doctors, each with his or her own opinion, prescribing a new medication. But with each visit, I felt more frustrated and more alone. Growing up, the other kids were mean to me. No matter what I did, they picked on me, beat me up, pushed me, and called me names. How different I was only became more apparent as I got older. The other kids seemed so normal, so regular. And here I was, feeling like an outsider. The water kept coming down. I stayed put, not moving, not sure what I could do. Eventually, I turned the shower off, dried myself, and got dressed. I was still alone in the house. My parents were working and wouldn't be home for several hours. The house suddenly seemed eerie and lonely. Once again, I was gripped by panic, only worse this time. I decided I could no longer go on like this. Things just kept getting worse and worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?